NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. There's been a shooting at a Sikh temple south of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Earlier today, a shooter entered the Sikh temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek and began firing. Police Chief Bradley Wentland of nearby Greenfield says seven people were killed.
The emergency medical personnel, the tactical personnel who have gone through the scene, have initially identified what they believe to be four deceased inside of this temple and three deceased outside of the temple, one of whom is the shooter.
The shooter was apparently killed by a police officer who was shot himself in the exchange of gunfire. The officer is hospitalized and being operated upon. His condition is not known. Wentland says they do not believe there is a second shooter at the scene, but police officers continue to investigate. Syrian rebels claim to be holding 48 Iranians who Iran says are pilgrims kidnapped in Syria. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beirut. Syria's chief ally, Iran, is asking foreign governments in the region for help in getting the rebels to release the Iranians.
Fighters of the Free Syrian Army's Bara Brigade posted a video purporting to show the group whose members the rebels claim were conducting reconnaissance in Syria. They claim one man is a member of the elite Iranian Republican Guards unit. The rebels promised to kill or capture other Iranians operating in Syria. Iran has demanded that Turkey and Qatar, who Iran accuses of supporting the Syrian rebels, use their influence to free the 48 Iranians. At the same time, Iran warned foreign governments not to interfere in Syria, saying the conflict could spread and eventually engulf Israel. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beirut.
There's been excitement at the Summer Olympic Games in London today on the tennis court. The powerhouse women's doubles team of Venus and Serena Williams did very well, says NPR's Mike Pesca.
Venus and Serena Williams won gold, just as they had in the 2008 Beijing Games. Serena also won gold in women's singles, and they were joyous and they were triumphant. And I think that Venus Williams really loves the chance because Serena has, as of late, eclipsed her sister, and the chance for them to play and demonstrate their sisterly bonds and to do it for their country is obviously something that brings great joy to the Williams sisters.
NPR's Mike Pesca in London. In the men's singles final today, it was a repeat of the Wimbledon final from June. Britain's Andy Murray and Switzerland's Roger Federer competed, but this time Britain's Murray took the gold medal. He'd lost to Federer at Wimbledon in June. Tropical storm Ernesto is plowing through the Caribbean Sea, drenching nearby Jamaica with heavy rain. The storm will not hit Jamaica. It's headed for the Mexican coast next week, where it is expected to become a hurricane. Tropical storm conditions are expected as far south as Honduras and Grand Cayman Island. You're listening to NPR News. A Pakistani couple have been convicted of murdering their teenage daughter in Great Britain because they opposed how the girl had adopted Western customs. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Islamabad, the case has drawn attention in both Britain and Pakistan.
Iftikhar and Farzana Ahmed have been sentenced to life in prison for suffocating their 17-year-old daughter with a plastic bag nearly 10 years ago. The husband and wife are Pakistani-born first cousins who'd immigrated to northwest England. They disapproved of their daughter, Shafilia, wearing Western clothes and makeup. Social services said the girl showed up at school with bruises. When her parents sent her to Pakistan for an arranged marriage, she drank bleach in protest and had to be hospitalized back in the UK. She disappeared in 2003. Initially, her parents went on TV to report her missing. Her body was later found in a river. Years later, Shafilia's younger sister came forward, saying she witnessed the murder. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Islamabad.
Three young women in a Russian punk rock band could learn if they're going to prison this week. They went into a church in February and urged a Virgin Mary statue to, quote, throw out President Vladimir Putin. They were charged with hooliganism. They could receive a 7-year jail term. Critics say the trial highlights a new crackdown on dissent in Russia. Reports from Yemen say a suicide bomber attacked a crowd of mourners at a wake and killed at least 30 people. Dozens more were hurt. The bomber may have been targeting a tribal leader who was at the wake, who fought with the Yemeni government against al-Qaeda rebels in the south. The tribal leader was injured in today's attack. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.